I want to welcome all of us here to our service, and I know that among us, there are friends with us on 4th, 5th floor, and 7th floor as well. Welcome. If you're sitting near someone who is here for the first, second, or third time, can you just help me turn to them and help me welcome them, okay? Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so glad to have you with us as well, and I want to welcome friends who are with us online as well. I know that COVID-19 is raging and you are unable to join us physically, so we're so thankful that you're with us online as well. We cherish your presence a lot. And friends, for those of us here who are here with us for the first, second, or third time, we want to welcome you. My name is Seng Kai, and today I'm here to present to you guys the theme of today's service, and it is called Heart Start, okay? But a show of hands, how many of you here knows the definition and the meaning of Heart Start? But a show of hands, how many of you here know this? Okay, many of you are here, right? So, according to the Urban Dictionary, okay, not my definition, according to Urban Dictionary, right, Heart Stuck, right, is this, okay, the definition is this. When a player gets stuck at a certain level despite trying to get out of it, spending a ridiculous amount of time for no return and getting frustrated. So, some of us here, we are pretty familiar with this idea of Heart Stuck because we are hardcore gamers or you like to play casually, right? So many of us here, you are familiar with this. So it is not something that we are unfamiliar with. So for me, right, personally, I'm the kind of person, right, that will reach quick one. How many of you here know this? Like, you get heart stuck already, right? Then you're like, oh my God, it's so frustrating. Then you'll quit. Then you go to the toilet for a while. Then you come back. Okay, I need to play again. So then I'll go back and play again, right? So I'm the kind of person that I will reach quit a while, right? So just this week, right, I also have my own version of being heart stuck in my life, okay? So the very first thing that actually happened to me, right, is that this week, right, last week I actually got COVID, okay? So what happened is that this is like my trophies of ART test kit, right? So I was tested positive, right, on 2-er on Chinese New Year, okay? So guys, I'm so sad because this is actually my last Chinese New Year to get ang pao from people. Next year onwards, right, I cannot get ang pao because I'm getting married this year, right? So this is actually my last chance of getting, oh, thank you. So I'm so sad because this year, right, I got the least ang pao because on second day, right, I'm already stuck at home already, right? So I was very, very tired, I was sick, I was restless. And then every day, right, I was testing, hoping that I'll be negative and I can leave house, right? But eventually, my ART test, right, for seven full days was positive, right? So I was heart stuck in my room for a very, very long time, okay? So finally, I'm out and very happy to be here with all of us here. So that's the first thing that happened to me this week, my heart start. Second is this, okay? I downloaded Brawl Stars to play again, okay? So the context is that I have a habit of uninstalling my games because I get addicted quite easily. Okay, so I once I play something, right, I will just keep playing, right? So I uninstall it quite frequently, yeah. But I thought that, like, since today, right, I'm coming up on stage to see all of us here, and I'm also heart stuck at home, right, for 7 days, right, I decided to download again to play. So I decided to share with all of us here a video of my game. So those who are strong, don't judge me, but so I'm just going to play a video of my game. So yesterday, when I was preparing what to share, right, I just thought, why not I just screen record a game, right, and then I see whether I can actually progress. So I'm very sad because apparently the sound is not recorded, but you can hear me tapping very hard. Can y'all see, like, boom 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 boom? I don't know what's that, by the way. It's an app. Tada! Lucky it's not someone text me confidential stuff. Oh, thank you. It was easy, yeah. So for the entire week, right, I was just playing this, okay? While I was lying on my bed having COVID-19, right, I was just playing this.
So what's going to happen next? I don't even know what's going to happen next, right? I forgot already. Oh no! Okay. And I got defeated, okay. So for the first few days, I progressed very fast, right? But the next few days, right, I just got stuck at my rank for a very, very long time, right? So this is what actually happened to me the past 1 week. I was hard stuck both at home and in my Brawl Stars game, right? So I don't know about y'all, right? But I don't know how many of you here can actually identify with this. Even though not all of us here, we are gamers, right? Not all of us here play games on such a regular basis, right? I believe one way or another, you can understand and also empathize with the feeling of getting hard stuck. So because in our life, there are things that we invest our time, our heart, our soul into it, but we end up getting disappointed by the seemingly lack of progress in all these areas. Because there are some of us here, we may experience it in the area of our studies. We do our best to study and we mark, but eventually we get stuck in our grades, in our result, and we don't seem to go through that hurdle. There are some of us here, we may experience some hard stuck in our friendship. We feel like we have invested a lot to the friends and the people around us, but it doesn't seem to reciprocate and I don't seem to get the return that I was looking for. And some of us here may experience it from relationship as well, that we invest into it. We hope that, hey, I will be able to get a relationship that is satisfying, but eventually we find ourselves being heartbroken as well. We all experience heart stuck one way or another in our life. So as we draw nearer to this very, very fateful day on the 14th of February, and all of you here know what's that, and it's a Valentine's Day, right? So as we draw closer to 14th of February next week, right? I know that love is in the air, right? Why is that so? Even online, all the memes, right, is all talking about Valentine's Day, okay? So I don't know about y'all, but I saw this meme, okay? It's like, oh man, they're getting married, but none of my cannot relate, okay? So then next, right, there's another meme also that So all these memes, right, in this week, you'll see that, hey, there's so many memes of Valentine's Day coming up, right? So that's why in this Valentine's Day, I would like to introduce us to a new term, a term that some of you here may experience right now, and the word is heart stuck, okay? And this is not Urban Dictionary, this is my definition, and the definition of heart stuck is this: when you try so hard for a relationship to work out, hoping to experience something beautiful and will satisfy you, investing so much time, money, and emotion into it, only to end up getting disappointed. And that, my friends, is the meaning of heart stuck. And that's why, I don't know about you, as we draw near to Valentine's Day, this is something that is on many of our minds. And that's why this Valentine's Day, we have invited two very special friends from our Ablaze family to share with you their stories of experiencing heart stuck and their journey of discovering what is relationship and love as well. So today, I want to invite you to join me for the production and a dance item that will come after as well. So sit back, buckle your seatbelt, and enjoy the production, okay?
Hi, I'm Shamin. I'm 19 this year. I'm studying in NYP. People, usually what they describe me is they call me bubbly or cheerful. I'm someone who's very sociable in a sense where if you come up to me, I would totally talk to you and it'll be super open. Idea of love always came from movies and also a lot of like romantic movies, I guess. I always have in my back of my mind when I look for relationship, hoping that one day that actually I can find someone that I can spend forever with and happily ever after. P2, my mom passed on early on and I don't receive much love at home as well. Yeah, so I think not receiving much love and care, I want to look for love and care elsewhere, which is why I found and I thought I could find it in guys. Back in secondary school, I had a lot of flirtationship and also relationships. Yeah, so usually there will be flirtationship because like I would always compliment a guy and then like because like it felt good to me where like I had someone to talk to, confide in, and so someone to care about me.
I'm Eugene. I'm 22 years old. Currently, I'm studying in NTU. I grew up as a single child. Both my family, members work lah. My mom and my dad, they work. Because they work, and generally, I don't really see them a lot during the day, especially in my younger days when I was a primary school kid. I think what happened is that I tend to feel that, you know, I need to find love somewhere else, you know. I stumbled upon BGR and relationships, and ended up, that's where I sought love from. Sometimes it feels like a sort of bragging right, like, hey, I got girlfriend, and then you have or not. You don't have, then means you're less lovable. And I think when I was in relationships, what I really sought out was the whole idea, you know, when you're in a relationship or like when you know a girl likes you, then you have the feeling, wow, someone actually desires you. And the whole feeling of like, wow, you're actually wanted by someone, it makes you feel damn good about yourself.
My first ever relationship was in P5. I had one in P5 and another in P6. And the rest is all in my secondary school. Yeah, so in total, I have about 5 different relationships over the span of like 3-4 years. Yeah, and in between that, there were like a lot of flirtationship also, where like I would just flirt the guy and leave him hanging there. Yeah, just looking for attention and so looking for love and care, because I thought it was cool in a sense back then. Like I had someone, the whole title of being in a relationship was something that's very cool as well to be prideful about, I guess. And also because they compliment me, and having like 5 relationships and multiple flirtationships is like made me feel good, like, wow, actually got people want me. I misled a lot of these guys, yeah, by making them feel very good, and also like misleading them that I like them. Actually, that's not true. It's just using them in a sense to make me feel good and to talk to them only when I want to, or like I seek attention.
One of the more key stories in my junior year was when I met this girl. I think one of my classmates brought this girl over to hoop. We were there to hoop. I think like for me back then, it was rare to find girls that hoop very well. We played together and we had chemistry. I was like, damn, she can hoop, you know. And I was like, wow, like we can click. I think from there we clicked very well on the court, and we soon clicked well off the court. Right, so I think when we click well off the court, the friendship progressed really, really fast. Within, I think, a span of maybe like 2 to 3 months, her friends already hinted to me like, hey, you know, shoot your shot, man. Like, it's a wide open layout. Just go for it, man. You get it, you know. It felt great, lah. Like, wow, you got it, man. Like, you got it. Yeah, you got this girl, and like, she likes you and stuff. Like, somehow something prompted me that it ain't right. Like, something prompted me in my heart that actually, do you intend to go all the way with this girl? Right. In my mind, I was like, no way I'm going all the way. I have no intention to go the long haul with this girl. A similar thought that made me uneasy was the whole thought that then actually, aren't you just any other person out there that just don't know what they're doing, date to just break up? And that whole thought made me quite stunned back then. So end up, I tried to tell her, you know your typical stories like, oh, in relationships, like, oh, it's not you, it's me, you know? And I think it resulted in us having a lot of friction, and the friendship didn't end up well. And we weren't friends after that. I feel very jaded about myself. I think the whole jaded about the whole idea of love. I ended up feeling that, wow, love, I don't want anything to do with love, right? I don't want to be any part of it. So naturally, me thinking that I know a lot about love, I end up going to my friends as a coach, right? So if I'm not in the relationship, then I just coach people in the relationship. I will tell them things like, hey, you know, when you have an argument with a girlfriend, right? It's best, right, you just say sorry, because if you keep wanting to win the argument, right, you lose the war. I'd rather you lose the argument, you win your relationship. So they were like, wow, Eugene, why you know so much about this but you're not in a relationship? Then it was very hard for me to articulate how I felt towards love and stuff like that. So I just tell them like, hey, coaches don't play, man. Like, yeah, honestly, I felt relationships to be like a ticking time bomb, right? You know, when you enter it, you don't know whether someone's love will run out. Right, and then when someone's love run out, it's like a time bomb. Either your love run out or her love run out, and then boom, it's over lah. Your relationships are over. Somehow I've just felt stuck that love must be more than just love must be more than just a fleeting emotion. Love must be more than just feeling something towards someone. It must be something more lah. If not, if this is the definition of love, I really want no part of it.
A broken heart is all that's left. I'm still fixing all the cracks. Lost a couple of pieces when I carried it, carried it, carried it home. I'm afraid of all I am. My mind feels like a foreign land. Silence ringing inside my head. Please carry me, carry me, carry me home. I've spent all of the love I saved. We were always a losing game. Small town boy in a big arcade. I got addicted to a losing game.
So this last relationship lasted about 5 to 6 months, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, this relationship meant a lot more to me because the guy really ticked a lot more boxes. So he was caring, he was kind, yeah, he was funny, he sporty, whatever. He ticked a lot of boxes. Most of this, like, I saw him someone that I could confide in. I can talk to him about like anything and I would be comfortable. I really saw that, oh, this is a guy that I could bring home, and it's a potential that like I could see as like in future to have to get married kind of thing as well. How it ended was, I think he was having his N-level years, yeah, and then I think we chose to end it because I think he brought it up. So after that, when we left home, like he seemed very okay. Yeah, I guess it did came as a surprise because I didn't know that like he was gonna ask me for like a breakup. I thought he was gonna be like, oh, like we're just gonna go home kind of thing, and he just dropped this bomb like, oh, why not, let's break up. And I guess I was stunned in a sense also, like how come and like why and why now, like we can make it through whatever, it's like just exam, right? I really saw something in him. Yeah, it made me feel like, does he not see something in me? What is it about me that he does not see that I saw in him? Yeah, is it like something about myself that like he didn't love, something about me that I needed to change, or something about me? I felt a lot of emotions, sad, angry, and confused. Yeah, I felt very broken as well. I kept thinking like, why does he not like me, or is there something about me that's wrong? Am I not enough? Why, God, is this happening to me? Yeah, so I was feeling a lot of like emotions at one time. Like I felt broken because he broke up with me. I felt sad because like I thought this was something, and then I felt angry because how can you like break up after like so much that has happened, and like I thought like I gave my all, is this not enough? Why is it not enough? I guess after the relationship there's a lot of things that I learned about myself and so about love. Yeah, so I guess one of the things is identity as well, in that I place a lot of my identity in love, and like I need to seek validation in love and also in the people around me because I think I lack a lot of. Yeah, I think this also, after this relationship, it made me think a lot more on like love and how come I am not fully satisfied with all these like previous guys. It was a lot of self-questioning and coming to the point of like, how come?
When I went to J2, right, I think like I came already having the coaches don't play idea and stuff like that. But then like, I think in J2, I met this girl, right, then she had a fall with one of the guys in my clique, and then like, I also don't really like the guy lah, so like end up she don't like, then I don't like, then steady we are best buddies, you know, that's how we end up knowing each other. I think like she also sat along with two other girls in my class and we became very good friends. I think like because we were close, I think like we always eat together, you know, go canteen together, we always chill together, in class eat together, at times we'll be disturbing each other, like poking each other, like disturbing each other things, and like being very playful with her lah. And sometimes she'll reciprocate and she'll show lah, like, hey, don't stop, and you know, those sort of things. And then like, I feel very, very comfortable around her. Oh man, I really can be myself around her. And I'm like, this must be it, right? This kind of must be it, right? Like, she might be the one. I think I became so comfortable with her, I just told myself, right, you know, coaches don't play, but it's time for the coach to come on the court like an all-star game, man. So I dropped that whole idea of what coaches don't play and just say, you know what, I try again, like, I won't mess up like how I messed up in the past, or like how I won't like make certain mistakes that other people will do. I think like ultimately, what happened was that I think like she sus me. I think like she sus me like I might have liked her and stuff like you know, in the birthday party and stuff like that, people were like trying to say, hey Eugene, take photo with her, Eugene, take photo with her, faster, faster, faster. Then you try to like make me take photo with her. I think like even when I gave her the gift and she never, and then I saw that she never used the gift that I gave her, and like how like you know, like suddenly like she started to like drift away. I was like, huh, I thought there was a form of reciprocation, but end up it didn't happen, no. And so like I think like at that part of my life in my J2 year, I was like, huh, then actually this one also not called love, then what is love, say? Yeah.
How many pennies in the slot? Giving us up didn't take a lot. I saw the end for it be gone. Still I carried on, carried on, carried on.
Shall we just give them a big round of applause together? Wow. Shall we just give our dancers, Charmaine and Eugene, a big round of applause? And I hope that you enjoy the production. You know, I really, really love the Charmaine and Eugene stories. Their stories are so real, right? Because it is something that we think about, we grapple with growing up as a teenager, growing up at this age, the whole idea about love, the whole idea about love stories. These are things that are on our mind and we think about it very, very often. And especially with Valentine's Day arriving, it is on many of our minds, whether is it intense, whether is it just a simple thought about it, right? For all of us here, we think about it, whether a lot or very little. And the thing is this, every one of us here, we enjoy a good love story, right? I don't know about you, but it is true about me and my girlfriend, right? So what happened is that we really enjoy watching those kind of Taiwan love story movies, right? So, I don't really like Korean movies or shows. Every time I watch Korean show, right, it's like instant, like, KO, right? It's like I'll fall asleep immediately, right? So, no matter how nice people say, right, I'll just KO, right? So, but I enjoy watching those kind of Taiwan love story movies, right? So, because one of the reasons why we enjoy is because we like to see the ideal love story being played out, right? So, we recently went to watch this Taiwan movie by Eric Chow. Okay, it's called My Best Friend's Breakfast. How many of you by the show have ever watched this show? Wow, this show is so bad, guys. Don't watch it, okay? So it's so bad, gloriously bad, okay? So we used to love watching those kind of Taiwan love story drama, right? But this is so bad, okay? Then halfway through, we were like, hey, should we go out? So then after that, we were like, hey, maybe we are too old for this, Shady. We are like, maybe we are too old for to appreciate such thing, right? But jokes aside, right, so growing up, right, we love it a lot because we love this kind of show because we also crave for love and belonging, right? We crave also a perfect love story. And this speaks a lot about us because all of us as human beings, we all want to be loved and be loved, know and be known by someone, care for someone and be cared for by the same person as well. We all crave for such friendship, for such relationship, because it gives us a sense of comfort. We feel safe, we feel loved, and we feel secure in this person's presence as well. So who doesn't want that, right? We all want to love someone and be loved by someone. We all want to care for someone and be cared for by the person. And we want to know someone and be deeply known for by the person as well. So we all want this. But the thing is this, the interesting thing is this. The whole idea about love seems to be very elusive. We try very, very hard to get it. Like Eugene, like Charmaine, they try their best to get it. But we end up getting disappointed. It seems to be beyond our reach. We try our best to reach for it, but we end up getting heart stuck by this, right? So the thing is this. Another interesting thing about all of us, right, is this. And is that we are all known, right, to be one of the most, we are the most connected generation, right, in all of human history, right? So for a generation of us growing up, right, we are always connected online with someone through social media. We always know about the lives of our friends, of our loved one, of our crush, whatever it is, right? When we text someone, we get immediate response. We are always connected to their life and life's happening. And your best friend, your crush, is just one call or one telegram away, right? So the thing is this. The thing is this. We are supposed to be the most connected generation in all of human history. We shouldn't be lack of love, connection, and affection, whether is it online or in our hearts as well. But the irony and the harsh reality is this. We are the most connected generation online and the most disconnected generation at the very same time. So that's the irony right there. Even though we are so connected online, we are always in the loop of people's life. We always get instantaneous response. We are always able to connect with someone online. But the fact is this, that research studies have also shown, right, that loneliness among people is very, very high. That people still feel a lack of connection, love with fellow people. And I don't know about you, as we went through this COVID-19 pandemic, I think all of us had a hard time during the lockdown, right? All of us had a hard time for the few months not being able to see our friends. So we all returned to school, we're all very excited, right? Now you are no longer as excited to go back to school, right? So the thing, but when we had to, when we were able to go back to school, right, we're all very happy because this lockdown and this pandemic also shown us that we all crave for love, connection, and there's this much that online can do for us. We all want to love and be loved, know and be known, care and be cared for. So these things we couldn't find online. And in this emptiness and void, what happened to us? We start to search for things that can fill us, start to search for things that will fill this part of our life. Maybe a group of friends, maybe a boyfriend, maybe a girlfriend, maybe visiting a TikTok-worthy place, doing a nice TikTok with my partner will be my ideal life mission, right? And for Charmaine, for Eugene, they were looking for something like that that will fill them. Whether is it an ideal love story like Disney movies playing out, or is it someone that we can love and invest for long? They were looking for something like that. And me too. I also experienced something like that growing up. So we tried searching for things that will fill us. But the thing is this, that they end up not exactly filling us as well. So during this episode of my life, growing up as a teenager, the thing is this, I was heart stuck in life and I stumbled into this church here in this church in Ablaze, right? I stumbled into this church. You can say that back then when I was young, when I was a teenager in secondary school, I was looking for some form of purpose, some form of connection in my life. I was looking for something like that. So after some time, it was in this place that I stumbled into a church, and I also stumbled upon this quote that made a lot of sense to me. And today, I would like to share to all of us, is this. If I find myself desires which nothing in this world can satisfy, the only logical explanation is that I was made for another world. If I find in myself desires which nothing in this world can truly satisfy, then maybe we are made for another world. So after reading this quote when I was younger here in this church, I thought to myself, hey, maybe it's true. Maybe it's true that there's more to this world and more to this life. So what happened is that back then when I was young, I continued upon my journey in this church, hoping to discover more about this God and what this God has to offer for my life. So, and the thing is this, I'm happy and proud to share that I have found some of life's greatest purpose here in this church and in this God as well. So similar to them, growing up as someone that is broken family, I always crave for love and attention as well. So a lot of time, I turn to people around me, my friends. I hope to have a lot of friends and also have a girlfriend or whatever, a relationship that can satisfy me from the inside out, because this is something that I couldn't get it at home because I came from a broken family. So I turned to friendship, relationship for this love and connection. But as I journeyed through back in that season, I realized that there's only this much that people around me can feel me, because we have a God-shaped hole in our heart that only God can truly fill us. We have a God-shaped hole in our heart that only God can truly, truly fill us. So after coming into this church and knowing Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior, I know that Christianity is more than a religion that we follow. Christianity, oftentimes, we may be misunderstood as a religion. Like, oh, okay, we come here together. These are what Christians do. These are what this religion do. But Christianity is more than just a religion. It is a relationship with God. There is a God of heaven and earth, and He created the heaven, the earth, and everything in it. And this very same God, the Bible says, this very same God is a God that created you and I. The Bible says this in Psalms chapter 139, 139 verse 13. It says, "For you, God, for God created my inmost being. God knit me together in my mother's womb." So friends, all of us here, you are created on this face of this earth. You are not an accident. No matter what you feel about yourself, you are not an accident. God knitted you in your mother's womb. God created you. God created you because He loves you and He craved for a relationship with us. So that, friends, is Christianity. Because Christianity is not a religion, but it is a God who loves us and He created us so that we can have a relationship with Him. Life was created and meant to live to its fullest together with God. So Emma can help me with the slide. So God created man because God loved people and He created us to have this relationship with Him, and life was meant to be lived in the fullest together with this God. So, but the good news is that the good news didn't last for eternity, because in the past, many, many thousands of years ago, man committed this thing called sin. And because of that, we are eternally separated from God. Because God is someone that is holy, just, perfect, when man committed sin, this friendship, this relationship with God is broken. Man become eternally separated away from God. And this sin that the man used to commit in the past, it's not just remain in the past. Even right now, today, all of us here, we continue to sin and we continue to do wrong things, and that caused us to be eternally separated from God. And some of you may be familiar with the idea of sin. Some of you here may be new to the idea of sin. Sin are things, whether it's like people call it the bad things, right? When we lie, when we get angry, when we get jealous, when we think bad thoughts about people. But sin is not just choosing the wrong things. Sin is choosing a life apart from God. Sin is choosing a life of rebellion on how God has created life to be, and we choose to live out on our own. So what happened is this. Many, many years ago, it happened, and right now, it happened is that man chose to step out of the beautiful life that God has created and place ourselves in a place of sin and separation away from a God that can truly satisfy us. And because of sin, we are eternally separated from God. Eternally means that in this life and forevermore, we are separated from a God that can truly fill us. And because of that, throughout history, man tried to reach back to God to do good things. So what happened is that humans, we try to do good things, good deeds, helping someone out, living out good morals, hoping to be reconciled with God. We try to be educated. We try religion so that we are able to somehow please God and to live the way of life that we may enter into heaven. But all these things fall short from the perfect standard of God, because God is holy, just, perfect, and we are sinful. Nothing can cross this gap between humans and God. Men are heart stuck. We are heart stuck in this life that can never truly satisfy. No matter how hard we try, we can never bridge this gap because it can never satisfy us. We cannot reach back to God. So we begin our life in history of endless pursuit, but no satisfaction. There's this king in the Bible. His name is called King Solomon. He's the richest king in all of history. He got all the things that people desire of this earth. He got the money, he got the power, he got the girls, he got thousands of wives, he got all the achievement and power in his world, right? And here are his words from the Bible. He says this, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What do people gain from all their labors at which they toil under the sun? Generations come, generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course. All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, there they return again. All things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear is filled of hearing. From a man that has everything that is to ask for in this world, he said something like that. Because man, we are heart stuck in this life. We are heart stuck in the endless pursuit, whether is it relationship, hoping that it will fill us, whether is it in achievement, whether is it in money, whether is it in praises of other people. Back in the days, in this endless pursuit, even someone who has it all, he is heart stuck. And same goes to you and I. At one point of our life, we are also heart stuck in our life. But friends, the good news is this. The good news is that there is a God who loves you and that he doesn't want you to remain in this life that is heart stuck in this endless pursuit that is meaningless. It breaks his heart to see you and I being heart stuck pursuing things in this world that cannot truly satisfy. He wants to fill this God-shaped hole in every one of our heart. He wants to because he loves you and he wants to be near you again. And that's why the Bible says this, John chapter 3, verse 16. It says, "For God so loved the world, you and I, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." That he loved us, that he sent his one and only Son, Jesus, to die for us on the cross. Some 2,000 years ago, he died on the cross so that he may pay for the price and the penalty of our sin. But he did not just die there, but on the third day, he resurrected again so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. It is because of what he has done for us on the cross, we can have a relationship with God, true satisfaction in life, and that we will no longer be heart stuck because of Jesus. And friends, this is the hope that I have found here in Ablaze many, many years ago. This is the life that I have found after I come to this church and know this God many, many years ago. Today, I hope that whether you are first time here, whether you are countless time here, I hope that you will also have the opportunity to find this hope as well. I have found it, and it has altered the trajectory of my life. For Charmaine, for Eugene, they too have also found it. And that is why today, our sincere plea is that you will also begin to know about this God and you begin to find him too. Whether you are here with us in Access or whether you are online tuning in and listening to this message for the very first time, I hope that you too will begin to know more about this God and his love for you. And today, I want to present to you the second part of their story from Charmaine, from Eugene, their story. And at the end of it, we would love to present to you a meaningful song about God's love to every one of you. I hope that it will speak to you, whether you are already know Jesus or whether you are new with us here, whether you are physically, whether you are online. I hope that the stories and the song will speak to you as well. So sit back and help me, please.
Back then, how I felt love was very self-seeking. It was about how I could feel better, how I could feel loved, how I could feel valuable. Me coming to church and realizing that I'm a sinner and that I'm a nobody, And I've hurt so many people in my life. I hurt so many people through these relationship struggles. And I also get hurt in the process. And I honestly don't deserve to be loved lah, from how I acted back then. And honestly, there's no reason for God to love me like that lah. But yet He chose, you know, to love me. It's not and I felt that, you know, I was undeserving, yet He chose to give this love to me. And I think when I saw this love in my life, it made me realize that I no longer wanted to seek love, a love that was self-seeking, a love that was just about satisfying myself. Decided to seek this love of God, understanding this love that was given to me. And I know that all other love overflows from there. I believe that where God has brought me from then till now, right, it's a checkpoint that I get to look back and see that, you know, it's by His grace, you know, that He has redeemed this area of my life. It's by His grace that He has transformed me from someone that only seek love as one that is self-seeking and satisfying myself, running from one base to another, love as a trophy, and even love being jaded, to someone that appreciate love, not just looking in BGR, but love from who God is. And
I was very broken, and also I was feeling a lot of emotions at one time that, like, I was overwhelmed. Yeah, that I had nobody to turn to. I couldn't turn to Him, right? Like, oh, You broke me. It doesn't make sense. And, like, I had nobody to look to at that point. So I think I was crying, and the only person I could think of to turn to was God. Yeah, in that moment, all I could cry to was to God. I think turning to God, I experienced His love and also His comfort. In a sense where in that moment when I was crying, I felt a sense of like warmth and comfort in my heart. Yeah, you know, God was telling me that, you know, I love you, it's okay. In that moment of like crying to God, I was comforted. I no longer felt broken. I no longer felt hurt, angry, but all was like calm. In that moment, it was very different for me, because I think it was one of the few times where like I experienced God. After the breakup, my mentor back then and also like my life group members, yeah, they came to find me as well, to like give me like, I remember, chocolates, yeah, and a card, a handwritten card for me. I think because they knew that I was not doing the best, and I think they come all the way down to my house to pass me these things, and also they constantly check on me to ask if I'm okay, if I'm doing okay. And I felt very comforted also, and also very loved. Yeah, having them bless me, constantly check up on me, and also to ask how am I doing, all this over like a period of few months, it gave me a glimpse of like God's love as well, and how God's love can be and how it can look like. I guess the difference in my idea of love now is that I think back then I see it a lot as like very transactional, in a sense of like back then I must satisfy this person's needs, and like this person must satisfy my needs, in a sense where like when I give you gift, right, then the person must give me gifts, or like when I spend time with the person must spend time with me. Yeah, so it's a lot of transaction of like, I give you this, you give me that. Yeah, but I think now it's different. It's because I no longer see that love is a transactional thing. His love is unconditional. Yeah, He doesn't like expects you to do something and in return then He give you His love. Instead, He loves you no matter what, because you're His child. He loves you and He cares for you no matter what. Yeah, no matter like how you look, how you feel, what you think, God still loves you. Identity now is no longer placed on guys and having them to compliment me or like make me feel good. Identity is based on like God, and like I know that I'm a child of God. Yeah, that, you know, whatever it is that I'm feeling, that like, you know, God, only God can satisfy, you know, this God like shape hole in my heart, right? Only God can satisfy. Yeah, as much as I want to look for other things that like might satisfy in the moment, but in the long run it will not like satisfy at all. I guess I found my new identity in God, and that I know that only His love can satisfy, and I no longer need to seek out for guys and for their temporal love, in a sense. Thank you.
place where everything is more than I imagine, where what is undeserved is freely given. All my regrets and my failures, all of my wrongs have been left at the cross. Now all that remains is the Father's love. Oh Lord, He'll take me as I am. Over and over You call me Yours again. You see it all, still You want me. How You love me, how You love me. Your kindness and mercy remind me how You love me. How You love me as I am. So let us be together, seated at Your table in communion. Everyone is equal in Your presence. Where I am from or where I've been, the way that I lived or the color of skin, nothing will change how the Father loves me. Lord, You take me as I am. Over and over You call me Yours again. You see it all, still You want me. How You love me, how You love me. Your kindness and mercy remind me how You love me, how You love me as I am. All my regrets and my failures, all of my wrongs have been left at the cross. Now all that remains is the Father's love.
Us, there's a God that desires for a relationship with you. In this world where love on a Valentine's Day promises to satisfy us, in this world where achievement promises to satisfy us, we know that these are endless pursuits. But there's a God who loves us, there's a God who longs to fill us, there's a God-shaped hole that He longs to fill you because He loves you and He wants to be reconciled with you. And today, my prayer is that you will have this opportunity to know this God and to experience His love for you this very special day on the 12th of February 2022, that it will be a special day for you to experience God's love as well. In a little while, I hope to invite us to say this prayer together and to invite you to come into a personal relationship with Jesus if you want to accept Him into your life. And it is not a hard thing to do. we'll have a prayer together at the end, but say with your mouth, but mean it from the bottom of your heart, and God will begin to enter into your life. And I pray that today will be the day that you'll say this prayer as well, because Christianity is not just a religion, it is a relationship with God. God longs to feel you and come to know you as well. And before we go into that segment, I want to invite all of us here to rise on our feet as we worship God together. Let's just respect this time. I want to invite all of us here to just respect this time together. Whether you are here with us for the first time or whether you are with us for a long time, let's not go to the washroom at this point. Let's focus in this time. Let's open our hearts to God. Let's just close our eyes. Let's just bow our heads and let's begin to respond to God together in worship and in song.